Radio Theater. This week in Radio Theater, we present Jeannie by Amy Stewart. Jeannie MacLean, a young Scotswoman full of spirit, has spent her life in a small village, first nursing her sickly mother and then promising to look after her father. She is tied to a strict and irascible old man. On his death, she is 31. He leaves her £2,000, and Jeannie decides to spend it all on a holiday in Vienna before taking a job as a housekeeper. The story of Jeannie is a most entertaining light comedy laced with romance.
Jeannie!
Aye?
Come here a minute.
I can't. I'm changing my dress.
Do as you're told. Come here, I say.
Father, can you not give me a minute's peace? What
your,
is it?
Your sheets, they're down.
Down? Oh, no! Oh, no, they're all dirty, my sheets. Oh, no.
Have you saved them?
Aye.
Have they torn?
No, but they're dirty.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
Doesn't it? I'll need to wash them all over again.
So long as they're not torn.
That's all you care. It's the pink limit.
Then I use swear words.
What else will I use?
I'll no have any bad language, not in this house. If you want to swear, you can go somewhere else.
I wish you could. I'd give him a soul to get out of this... Aye, out of this one-eyed wee town.
Is that what she calls it? That English hussy?
English hussy? Mrs. Whitelaw?
You were quite content with your lot before she came on the scene.
Was I? That's all you know.
Since Angus Whitelaw was daft enough to marry her, you've not been the same lassie.
Lassie? Do you mind how old I am?
My age doesn't matter. You're a lass until you're a wife.
And what opportunity have I had to be a wife? There's not an unmarried man in the place. Not that I'd have him if there was.
Chance is a fine thing.
That's what I've never had. A chance.
Don't talk sense.
I am talking sense. I've no had a holiday since Mother died.
Well, you get a day in Glasgow, 2-3 times a year.
What can you do in a day?
As much as is good for you.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Whitelaw.
What do you want to borrow this time?
I don't want to borrow anything.
Father.
She's forever asking you to lend her things.
She always pays me back.
Aye, short measure.
Oh, manners, manners, Mr. MacLean.
Father.
You, Jezebel.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm awful ashamed.
Oh, don't worry, Jeannie. I can look after myself.
What do you mean? I'm at my sheets. The storm blew them down. I've got to do them again.
Oh, what a shame.
Shame? It's the pink limit. If there's one thing I hate washing, it's sheets.
Well, why don't you send them to the laundry? I do.
The laundry? I'd like to see Father's face if I suggested it.
You know, Angus didn't like it at first, but I put my foot down. Look, I'm going to the pictures. Why don't you come with me?
How can I? I've got these sheets to wash.
Leave them into soak.
Oh, I can't. Besides, Father doesn't like me going to the cinema.
Well, don't tell him. Say you're going for a walk.
Well, I can't do that. It'd be a lie.
What's a lie, more or less?
I'm a stickler for the truth. Besides, I'd require to ask for the money.
Then take it out of the housekeeping.
I don't get any housekeeping. He doles it out, just what we need.
Oh, heavens, I wouldn't put up with that. Wait a tick, I'll look in my bag. Perhaps I've enough for us both.
Oh, no, I can't let you pay for me.
And why not?
I can't accept what I can't return.
Go on, don't be so proud.
I'm not proud, but I hate a sponger.
Oh, yeah. If you won't, I
suppose you won't.
Wait a minute. Father's come back.
I'll see if I can get the money from him. Oh, I could do with a bit of romance tonight. Even if it is only a picture.
Good for you.
Father?
Aye?
Will you be all right for a wee while?
Why? Where are you going?
For a wee walk. I need 5 shillings.
She asked you to go to the cinema.
What if she had?
You're not going, that's that.
Oh, come on, Father, be a sport. I must have a bit of fun once in a while.
What do you want fun for at your age?
Because I've never had it. Oh, come on. I can't keep Mrs. Whitelaw waiting any longer.
Let her go, and good riddance. Mrs. Whitelaw, once and for all, I'll thank you for not bringing your ungodly English notions into this house. You and your cinemas, and your high heels, and your low necks. You shameless faggot.
Whist, Father!
I'll not whist, and I'll no give you good money to squander on godless fun.
Oh, mean old skunk. I wouldn't have your life, not for the world. I'd sooner be a servant.
A servant?
Me? That's what you are now. Only you don't get paid for it. You know, you could get about £5 a week and an evening off and every second Sunday and a whole day a month. And you could refuse to wash sheets.
It sounds like paradise.
I don't know about paradise, but it's a darn sight better than this. I call it slavery.
Oh, well, whatever it is, I just need to go on with it.
Why?
How can I leave Father at his age?
How old is he?
72.
Angus says he'll live to be 100. Fancy going on like this for another 28 years.
Mrs. Whitelaw, you'll need to go if you don't want to miss the beginning.
Oh, keep your hair on. I'm going, and you're a fool to waste your life on a mean, bad-tempered old man, and I don't care who hears me say it. Ta-da! Sorry you can't come. Good luck to you, Hushy.
It's no use, Maggie. I'm not having her to live with me. Cousin or no cousin, whist, she'll hear you. She can't. She's away at the cemetery, planting flowers on the grave.
Anyway, why should I have her?
Well, she's your cousin, too. You've got a spare room, and she could help with the kids.
Well, you'll have to have her half the time, then.
Only on the visit. If I had Jeannie, I'd never get rid of her.
Neither would I.
Oh, if only she didn't look such a sight. Her hair, just like a rat's tail.
Well, she could have it, Karen.
But would she? She's that old-fashioned. Not even a dab of powder on her nose.
Oh, if only she'd get married.
Married? Who'd have her?
Oh, plainer girls than her get a husband.
Oh, she's too old.
How old is she?
31. I saw it last night in the big Bible.
Aye, well, she's got her £2,000.
Aye.
No, I can't do it. I've got Dotty. She's nothing to say for herself.
Oh, hasn't she, though? Oh, that's where you make a mistake.
Oh, Jenny, I thought you were doing it at the cemetery.
I was. I'm back. I may as well tell you, I heard every word. You must have had the decency to let us know you were here.
Well, I hadn't, and I'm glad. Now I'll answer you. First, let me start with the powder. If Father had caught me using it, he'd have taken it straight to me. And as for me having nothing to say for myself, if you'd spent your life in this one-eyed wee town, your conversation would have worn a bit thin, too.
You shouldn't have stayed.
Someone had to look after Father. As you say, I'm 31. Perhaps that's a bit too old to get married, but you'll be surprised to hear it's not too old to enjoy myself. And I'm going to, if it takes the whole of my £2,000.
What on earth do you mean?
But I say, it's the first time I've had any money of my own. I'm going to spend it.
What will you do when your money's all gone?
I'll go as a servant.
A servant? You cannot do that.
Can't I, though? It's what I've been all along, but I didn't get paid for it. Now I will.
How are you going to set about enjoying yourself?
I'm going on holiday.
Oh, where to?
As far as I can get for my money.
Oh.
My first stop's Vienna.
Vienna? Why Vienna?
I've heard about the Blue Danube on Mrs. Whitelaw's radio. I want to hear it played at the source.
It'll be an awful expensive fare.
Oh, that's nothing to me. I'm going to throw money about for a change. I like to think it was Father's. That'll add to the fun.
Well, I suppose if you've made up your mind, it's no use trying to argue with you.
And if you've got time, send us a postcard of Vienna. Oh, and Jeannie, try using a wee bit of powder on your nose.
My
Don't go away.
Excuse me, can I be of assistance?
Oh, yes, you can. The boat's just going to start and I can't find my luggage.
What did you do with it?
A porter yanked it out of my grasp. There he is, walking away.
A porter? Porter!
Yes, sir.
Where's this young lady's luggage?
Over there, sir, under the seat.
Why didn't you let her know?
Oh, I did, sir. She wouldn't take any notice.
Oh, I didn't understand. Is my hold all there, too?
Yes, miss, behind the basket.
Oh, thank you. What do I owe you?
Don't worry about that just now. I'll see you.
Thank you. I'll settle with you later.
Thank you, sir. Good day, miss.
How much did you give him?
5 shillings.
5 shillings?
Well, if you think it's too much, give me what you'd have given him yourself.
Oh, no, indeed. I must pay my debts. You just took me by surprise, that's all. Here. Go on. Take it. I can't afford it.
Well, if you insist.
I do.
Thank you.
Oh, look. We are away. If you'll excuse me, I'll get where I can see everything. Thank you again for your kindness.
Dinner is not yet served, madame.
Just sit and wait.
May I have your ticket, please, madame?
Oh, what ticket?
For the first service, madame.
I haven't got one.
Oh, then I'm afraid madame must wait for the second service.
Oh, I see. Oh, it's you.
Yes, I saw you pass my compartment. I thought I'd come along and join you.
I'm just away.
Why?
The man says I need to wait for the second service.
Oh, rubbish. We'll soon fix that. Hi there.
Monsieur?
Table for two for the first service, please.
Oh, merci, monsieur. Will this do?
Yes. Excellent. Thank you. I think you'd better sit facing the engine.
Oh.
There we are.
You're very masterful. Do you always get your own way so easily?
Generally.
How much did you give him?
10 shillings.
You're very extravagant.
But it's worth it when you're travelling. A little extra gives you a lot of extra comfort.
Here.
What's this?
The share of the tip.
Put it back in your purse.
No, indeed. I can't let you spend your money on me. I'm a stranger.
Now, look here. I took the 5 shillings for the porter because it was your luggage. Now, this time it's my affair. I'd have given it to him in any case.
Are you telling me the truth?
Cross my heart.
All right, then. But I'll pay for my own dinner, understand?
We'll argue about that when we've had it.
Oh, no, there'll be no argument about that. Are you traveling far?
To Vienna. I'm on my way to the fair.
Oh, is there a fair on in Vienna?
Yes. I'm exhibiting a little invention of my own.
You're an inventor?
Well, only in a small way, then.
Oh.
It's something very ordinary and common.
What?
A simplified washing machine.
A washing machine? You mean for clothes?
Yes.
Could you call that ordinary and common? Oh, I don't. It's what I've been wanting all my life. Can I get to see it?
Yes, if you come to the fair.
I'll be there the first day. I'll not rest till I've seen that washing machine.
I like your enthusiasm.
If you'd washed as many sheets as I have, you'd be enthusiastic too.
What do you mean to say a little lady like you has had to wash sheets?
Aye. And done everything else in the house as well.
Oh, that's very sporting of you.
I didn't do it for sport. Father wouldn't have anyone in. Made out he couldn't afford it. And then if he didn't go and leave me £2,000.
£2,000?
He could have knocked me down. I'm spending it on a holiday.
All of it?
All except a wee bit I've left in the bank to keep me till I found a situation.
What sort of situation?
As housekeeper.
Will you like it?
Oh, fine. But first I'm seeing the world so that I'll have something to look back on in my old age.
Your old age? That's a long way off.
Not so long as all that. How old do you think I am?
Do you want the truth?
Aye. I'm a stickler for the truth.
Well, let's see now. 26.
Fancy that.
Was I right the first time?
Some people think I look more. If it's just a rude question, how old are you?
I'm 41.
Just right.
What for?
For a man. Are you married?
Widower.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have asked.
I don't usually speak about it. But somehow it's different with you.
Do you ever think of marrying again?
Ah, well, that's the danger. I've got to the age when I fancy the wrong sort.
What sort?
Blondes.
Some blondes are quite nice.
Not for a tired businessman. All right for an evening's amusement. What hotel are you staying at in Vienna?
Oh, it's not a hotel. It's what they call a pension. They gave me the address at the Paris office.
Well, if you want any help at any time, my name's Stanley Smith, and I'm staying at the Splendide. That's spelled S-P-L-E-N-D-I-D-E.
Oh, thank you very much. But I hope I'm not required to avail myself. I don't want to be a nuisance to you. What's he calling?
Dinner, first service.
Does that mean I can start?
Yes, in a few minutes.
Not before it's time. Oh, isn't this exciting? Eating dinner on a train?
And dry your washing. Washline Distributors have the solution. Their rotating and fold-down washlines take up the smallest spaces. Ideal for townhouses, simplexes and balconies at affordable prices. Galvanized or powder-coated and available in 5 different colors. For 24-hour delivery, installation, reliable and friendly service, phone Washline Distributors on 011-792-2486. That's 011-792-2486. Wash lines for every space and need.
Who'd have thought you'd be listening to Springbok Radio in 2009? But great things do survive, like Arthur Bales, a true legend in the haberdashery business, still around with good advice on sewing and knitting, still selling yarns, materials, cottons and patterns, and still with the same enthusiasm and expertise they had when they opened over 100 years ago. Yes, in 2009, the Arthur Bales tradition lives on, helping with all your sewing and knitting requirements. Call 011-888-2401 or visit their website on www.arthurbales.co.za. Arthur Bales, a legend in the business, and just like Springbok Radio, will always be around.
And now, Act Two of Jeannie.
Ah, Miss McLean.
I'm sorry to trouble you, Mr. Smith.
No trouble at all.
The pension I went to, they'd no room.
Oh, too bad.
And I haven't one here either.
Who said so?
The man at the desk. That's why I asked him to send for you.
I'll talk to him. Would you like some tea?
Oh, I'd give my soul for it.
Well, there's no need for that. Come into the lunch. I've just ordered some when I heard my name called.
What about the room?
Well, I'll see to that after tea.
But won't that be too late?
Oh, don't worry. I'll see you get one. Trust me.
Somehow I feel I can. Oh, my, what a big room. Isn't it wonderful? Look at the ceiling, all that gold.
You like everything.
It's all new to me, that's why.
Well, it's very refreshing to be with someone so easily pleased. Well, there's my table and the tea's ready. Please, do sit down.
Thank you.
Would you care to do the honors?
Oh, yes, of course.
Get to enjoy this.
It's 3 lumps, isn't it?
Especially you remember it.
Yes. Of course I remember. I remember the meals I had with you in the train all my life.
Even in your old age?
Why, even in my old age. But I don't want to think of that now. Is your tea all right?
Fine, thank you. Cake, sandwich?
Oh, I'll take cake. What about you?
No, thank you. Do you mind if I smoke?
Go ahead. Quite domestic, aren't we?
Yes, quite. You know, it's a long time since I've felt like this. What are you doing this evening?
I haven't thought about it yet.
Would you like to go round the town in an open carriage, see the sights, and end up for a bite in one of the big cafes?
Oh, it sounds too good to be true. Can you spare the time?
Oh, yes, yes. I'm free the whole evening. I don't start work until tomorrow.
I don't know how to thank you.
Don't try.
Why are you so kind to me?
Oh, don't put it like that, please. Why have the men let you stay single?
Because they have bad taste.
That's what I think.
Oh, I never got going round and about. First I was my mother's companion, and then she made me promise never to leave my father.
Well, that wasn't very fair.
Well, sometimes I think that myself. Time passes so quickly. You wake up and find you've missed everything. But never mind. I'm making up for it now. There's a girl that looks as if she knows one of us.
Hmm?
It can't be me.
Where?
Over there. The blonde. Do you know her?
No. I've never seen her before in my life.
She's smiling at us.
Well, it must be someone else. I'd better see to your room. Here's yesterday's paper.
Oh.
Something for you to look at while you wait.
Thank you.
I won't be long.
Pardon, madame.
Yes? What is it?
Has madame finished with the English newspaper?
I haven't started it yet.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
No, no, take it. I don't really want it.
Thank you. Is it permitted I sit at this table?
So far as I'm concerned, you can.
Thank you very much. Oh, the lunch is very full today. One has difficulty finding a place.
Excuse me mentioning it. You speak English very well. If it's not a rude question, where did you learn?
When I was a child, I had an English governess.
Oh, that accounts for it. I wish I could speak languages.
Oh, it's not necessary. It's English. One can go anywhere.
Oh, no. I tried to get a room at a place where they couldn't understand a word. It was awful awkward.
Madame is a stranger in my country?
I've only just come.
Oh, so you have not yet seen Vienna?
Only from the taxi window. I'm going round the town tonight with Mr. Smith, a man I met on the journey. He's awful kind.
Kindness is much in these so hard days, madame.
That's what I think. I'd sooner have a kind man than a handsome one. He looked after my luggage and saw that I had my meals. Oh, mind you, I settled up with him. I insisted on that. I hate a sponger.
A what, madame?
A sponger. Someone that lets the other body pay for everything.
Oh. Madame travels alone?
Aye.
I beg your pardon.
Yes.
Well, it's not agreeable for a lady to travel alone.
It's better than not traveling at all.
Oh, so Madame has a taste for adventure, hmm?
This is my first chance. My father died a few weeks ago and left me his fortune.
Oh, yes?
So I'm taking a wee holiday before settling down. Vienna's my first choice.
Oh, so I'm honored.
Oh, were you born in Vienna?
Oh, yes, indeed. Here, my card, madame. Count Karl.
Are you a count? A real one?
Yes, madame.
Oh, fancy that. I'll need to write and tell my cousins. They'll be awful jealous. Do you hear what they're playing? The Blue Danube. Oh, the very thing I came for. And I'm hearing it the first day. At last. I've got something I wanted at last. I'm hearing the Blue Danube played at the source. Oh, my life. Do you mind if we keep quiet while we listen to it?
Of course.
I'm sorry to have kept you waiting for so long.
Has it been long? I didn't notice. I've been talking to this gentleman.
Excuse me.
Well, that's all right. Don't move. We're just going.
Thank you, but there's now a vacant place on the other side of the room. Good day, madame. Thank you for allowing me to share your table.
Oh, that's all right. I enjoyed your company. I hope to see you again.
Madame, I am at your service. Madame, monsieur?
Who's your friend?
He's the Count.
Who told you?
Here's his card. It's all right. Anyone can see at a glance he's an aristocrat.
Look, I don't want to interfere, but you must be very careful who you pick up.
Mr. Smith, I'll thank you not to talk to me like that. I don't pick people up, but I'm polite enough to answer when they speak to me. What about my room? Did you manage to get one?
A room with a bathroom.
Oh, thank you.
Would you like to go and have a look at it? The page here will take you up.
Do you mean I have a bathroom all to myself?
Yes.
And can I get taken a bath whenever I like?
Yes.
Oh, wonders we'll never see.
I'll go back to our table and wait for you. Excuse me, this table's engaged.
So, nobody was sitting here. Now I sit.
I'm sorry. Perhaps you'll be good enough to go back to your own table.
That is not possible. Already it is occupied.
Well, the waiter can find you another one. Please? Come on, the lady will be back in a minute.
The lady? She is your wife?
No. Anyhow, it's none of your business. Come along, please.
I make a mistake. I think the hare look at me across the lounge. I smile. I think the hare is interested.
I'm sorry. I'll pay you the compliment of telling you you're the sort of girl any man would have to look at twice.
I give the hare also a compliment. When I see him, I say to me, there is a man. At last, there is a man. How nice it should be to talk with him. Perhaps to pass a little hour together with him, to have a dinner, a cabaret, to show him a little of the life of Vienna before so hard a week at the fair.
Mm-hmm. How do you know I'm for the fair?
For what else come a man such as he here to Vienna? Not for to waste his time in amusement. Is too serious, no?
I'm serious about my work, but I know how to enjoy myself, too. What was it you were saying about dinner and cabaret?
It cannot interest the hare.
Oh, but it does interest me. The trouble is, I'm rather busy this evening. What about tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Saturday. On Saturday, I go into the mountains.
Sunday evening, then?
Sunday, I do not return until very late, only for to go to bed.
Monday?
On Monday, I am again at my work. All the week while I work, I am too tired to amuse myself.
What is your work?
I am fondeuse and mannequin in the best atelier in Vienna. It is not so easy. All day I must stand on my feet. At night I am very tired.
If you're so tired, why are you going out tonight?
Tomorrow is Saturday. I work only half a day. But it is not important. I waste the hare's time. Also my own.
But, no, wait. Confided, I must have a bit of fun once in a while. If I get rid of this other appointment... You won't let me down, will you?
Please.
Where shall we meet?
At the Kaiser Bar, in Kartenstrasse, 5 minutes from here.
All right, what time?
8 o'clock.
You won't be annoyed if I ask you to go now, will you? It won't do for us to be seen together.
Understood. Till 8 o'clock.
I've seen my room.
How do you like it?
It's like a palace. What time do you require me tonight?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm afraid I've got a little disappointment for you there.
Oh?
Yes, I met a business friend just now in the lounge. Sort of chap that might be useful to me. The washing machine and so on. And tonight's his only free night, and he wants to talk shop. Would you be very disappointed if I asked you to postpone our little outing?
Do you mean you want to get out of taking me around the town?
Don't put it like that, please. Could you make it another night?
I'll just have to. Business is business.
What will you do with yourself?
Oh, I'll just take a bath and get into my bed.
That's a bit dull for you, your first night in Vienna.
I've had enough excitement for one day. If you'll excuse me, I'll away now. Thank you again for all your kindness.
Good night. Now, Stanley, you're a bit of a rotter.
Good Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Count. Isn't it a beautiful day?
Yes. Did they give you a comfortable room?
Give is hardly the word. But I must say it's nice. Mind you, they know how to charge.
Oh, if Madame can afford to pay.
I can do that, all right. But I don't like being robbed.
Well, who does, Madame? Did you enjoy last evening?
Well, no, as a matter of fact. Mr. Smith couldn't take me round the town after all.
Oh.
I went for a walk myself. It was awful lonely.
Oh, I'm so sorry. A thousand pities. I would have been so happy to escort Madame.
You really mean that?
Oh, certainly. Mr. Smith, is he your escort today?
No, he hasn't the time. He's got to get his stall dressed for the fair.
Oh, so would Madame allow me?
Thank you, but what about your work?
Oh, no, I do not work, Madame. Fortunately, I have the rents from my estate.
You have an estate, have you?
Mm-hmm, from my mother. Now, what do you wish to see?
I don't know. I'll just leave it to you.
So let me consider. First, I think the Spanish riding schools, and after a little lunch, the Palace of Schönbrunn, where lived as a girl, Marie Antoinette.
Oh.
Then for tonight, the opera. Tonight is a gala in honor of Strauss, who composed your favorite waltz, the Blue Danube.
Oh, but they'll be playing it?
Oh, yes, with full orchestra. All the best people will be there. It'll be gay, amusing. Oh, yeah. Positively, Madame, must go to the opera tonight.
Will you be there?
No, Madame.
Don't you want to go?
Oh, I would love to.
Then why don't you?
Because for a few days, a week perhaps, I must live very quiet.
Why is that?
Just a reason of finance.
Oh, what a nuisance.
No, it is not important. But for the moment, I must, as you say in English, go slow.
Would you be offended if I made a suggestion?
Offended with you?
Would you let me pay for your seat?
Oh,
you are offended.
No, but I cannot trespass on the generosity of a stranger.
Yes, I know just how you feel. I was the same with Mrs. Whitelaw, but with you, it's different. You can return my hospitality when your aunts come. I'd be glad of your company. I don't much like the thought of going on my own.
Well,
do we require to take tickets in advance?
Yes, of course. Already they are not easy to procure. Only the most expensive ones remain.
Oh, how much are they?
I do not know exactly. Perhaps £3.
For the two?
No, for one, madame.
Oh, I'll need to cash another traveler's check. What do we wear?
The grand toilette, madame.
What's that?
Evening dress.
Oh, what a nuisance. I left mine at home.
Oh.
Could you tell me the name of a shop where I could get one ready-made?
Oh, madame wishes it. I escort it to the best atelier.
I'm much obliged. How much will it cost?
Well, one must pay for the best.
Oh, of course. I might as well be killed for a sheep as a lamb. Oh, and another thing.
Yeah?
Could you tell me where I could buy some powder for my nose?
Good evening.
Good evening. I thought you'd gone to the mountains.
Alas, no. I lost the train.
How did you manage that?
A client, a stupid client who does not know how to buy. Positively, she must have a new evening dress. I put this one, that one, the other one. She says not a word, but sits and looks at me as if I'm a wild beast in a cage. I tell you, I work today. After so late at night, it is not nice, I think.
And I suppose after all that fuss and bother, she went out without buying anything.
Oh, but no, I'm not so bad a vendeuse as that. But we waste much time. In the end, the dressmaker and I must wait until the gown is altered for Madame. So, I lose my train.
Some women ought to be shot. I hope she wasn't English.
There, you should know.
I should? How?
She's an acquaintance from the air. The lady who is with him yesterday.
Good heavens. What does she want with an evening dress?
Oh, the air is jealous.
Jealous? Rubbish. I've only known the woman a couple of days. She's not my sort at all.
What is his sort?
Well, that's telling.
You enjoy yourself last night?
Oh, yes, very much, thank you.
You do not ask me to have a little drink.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm waiting for someone. A business friend. That's why I didn't ask you to sit down.
Oh, pardon, I get up at once.
If you like to order yourself something in the bar, you can put it down to me.
Oh, merci. You wish I show you another cabaret tonight?
Not tonight, thanks. I've got to go out with this business friend. Now do run along, please.
I go.
Are you not going to say good evening to me, Mr. Smith?
Miss McLean? Well, good evening.
Do I look nice?
Yes, very.
I've been to the dressmaker's.
I can see that for myself.
Do you approve of my choice?
Not bad. But what have you done to yourself?
It's my face. Heaven alone knows what they did to it. I have a whole chemist shop in my bedroom.
You know, if you asked me your age tonight, I shouldn't guess you at 26. More like 16.
We'll split the difference. Am I too bare?
No.
I wanted something more covered up, but the saleswoman wouldn't let me. She was in an awful blather. I gave in for the sake of peace. And guess who it was?
You've got new shoes, too, I see.
Aye. Pretty, aren't they? I got new stockings, too. I feel just like a princess.
I was just going to send a note up to you to ask if you'd have a bite of dinner with me tonight.
Oh, thank you very much, but I'm engaged.
Oh? What are you doing?
I'm going to the opera.
By yourself?
No.
Who with?
The Count.
The one you picked up last night?
Mr. Smith, for the second time I'll thank you not to speak to me like that.
Have you made any inquiries about him?
No. I didn't need to. I go by instinct.
Sometimes instinct can be wrong.
Oh, I know that. I've just had the experience. I may as well tell you. I saw you last night with that blonde when I went for a walk.
Oh?
I'll wish you goodbye.
Madame.
Oh, Count, there you are.
Oh, madame.
Am I all right?
All right. Madame is a queen.
I thought I was going a bit far when I called myself princess. Is it time to go?
Yes, if you wish to hear the overture.
Oh, I want to hear everything. I don't know about you, Count, but I'm hungry.
Yeah, I also.
It's the music. It takes it out of you.
What can I get, madame?
I'll just have the usual. Caviar and some of that chicken mousse with Russian salad and a peach melba.
And the Herr Graf? Oh, for me the same. And for drink?
Oh, I feel like champagne again tonight.
I also.
Funny how easy it becomes a habit.
That is all good things. The same as before, bitter.
The ever you hear that?
There's Stanley Smith again with his blonde.
Hmm?
Do you think a man of his age would know better?
How should he know? What is he? A provincial, hmm? She is his idea of a gay life. But let us speak of something more interesting. Your gown, for instance. I like it so much. It becomes you the best.
You've said that each night this week.
Yes, but each night you become more and more beautiful. But the little black one, it has a special charm. It belongs to our first evening together. Do you remember?
I'll never forget it as long as I live. To be with you at the opera. I never thought music could sound like that. Then when it was done and I thought it was time to go home to my bed, to come to this restaurant instead. The soft lights and more music and champagne. It was like a fairy tale come true. If I never get anything else out of life, I can say that I've lived. That's what everyone needs, to be able to say they've lived.
Oh, but why that they have lived? Why not that they live, huh?
That's asking too much.
But why? Has it been a happy day for you today?
Oh, perfect. That motor ride into the country, and that lovely castle that used to belong to you. How can you bear to look at it after it being in your family all those hundreds of years?
Because soon, perhaps, it shall be in my family again.
Oh, how?
Oh, one hopes, madame, one hopes.
Hope's all that's left to us sometimes.
No, don't be sad. Tonight we must be gay.
Count, I've got something to say to you.
Yeah, listen, with two ears.
Tomorrow I have to go home.
Oh, but no, madame.
I must.
But, madame, you tell me you stay here 1 month. Now, after only 1 week, you go. Why?
I can't tell you.
After our so happy days together?
Oh, they've been the happiest of my whole life. I didn't know I could be so happy. I thought I'd missed it.
Then do not go away. Stay here in Wien, in Vienna, with me.
What do you mean, with you?
Become my wife.
Your wife?
Oh, how can I let you go from my life? Now that I experience the joy of your company, hmm? I, who have gone through so much, know again the spring of love in my heart. You do this to me. Is it too much to hope that I do this also for you? Oh, darling, say that you love me.
Yes, I do. Silly, isn't it?
Oh, silly. How can you say such a thing? To love is the most beautiful, the most wonderful, the
most... Good evening, Mrs. McClane.
Oh, it's you, is it?
Good evening, Herr Smith.
Good evening. I've just come across to remind you that tomorrow's the last day of the fair, Miss McClane.
What about it?
I thought you wanted to have a look at my washing machine.
I did, but not now.
Why not?
You know quite well.
No, I don't. Go on, tell me.
I told you I'd be the stickler for the truth. Is that enough for you?
Not quite.
But you must have it in black and white. You made an arrangement with me. I was quite willing to let you off for business, but not for a blonde. That's a slight I can't forget, nor forgive.
I see.
As you're here, you can be the first to congratulate me.
Congratulate you? On what?
The Count and I are engaged to be married.
Married?
You're very rude.
I mean to be. Good evening.
What a cheek.
Oh, I congratulate you, madame. Among her many attributes, she has dignity. Ah, good. Already I see her the so gracious chatelaine of the castle which has been in my family for so many hundreds of years.
You mean the one we saw today?
The one we have seen today. Now, when? How soon shall this be?
We'll need to wait a wee while.
Wait? But what for?
For your rents to come from your estate.
You do not trust me.
Of course I trust you. But we'll need something to live on.
So, if you trust me, may we not continue to live on your fortune?
Oh, my fortune's done.
I beg your pardon?
My money's finished.
But you told me your father died and left you his fortune.
Oh, so he did. £2,000. I thought it would last forever, but it's gone. After paying for my clothes and for my room at the hotel and the extra meals and the trips we've had, I'm now just about enough to get home.
I
Count, what's the matter? Are you not well?
What?
Will I call the waiter to bring you some brandy?
No, brandy, thank you. No brandy.
Sonja Herold, Kupiru en vele meer. Herdie, Springbok Radio, Afrikaanse treffers.
And now the curtain is about to rise on Act 3 of Genie.
She does.
Oh, could I just speak to her, please?
Aye. Is it Jeannie McLean?
Aye.
Come in. You're late.
I know, I'm sorry. The tram put me down the other end of the street.
Did you tell the conductor the number?
He said it would be another 5p. I didn't see the sense in paying another 5p just to go the length of the street. It stretched longer than I thought.
What previous experience have you had?
I kept house for my father.
Have you not been in service before?
No.
What about your reference?
I haven't got one.
But how am I to know you're respectable?
By my looks.
You can't go by looks.
In that case, Mrs. Murdoch, I'll just wish you good night. I'm sorry to have wasted your time.
Now, wait a minute. Not so fast. Perhaps we can come to an agreement. What wages do you expect?
£1 a week.
£1 a week? Mercy on us. Who do you think my husband's made of?
What do you usually give?
10 shillings. As you haven't a reference, you'll be lucky to get that. Are you a good cook?
Aye.
Are you a good washer?
Aye. But as I stipulated in my letter, I don't want to do it.
Well, who do you think's going to do it if not you?
Do you not send it out to the laundry?
The laundry? What next? I never sent a thing to the laundry in my life.
Oh. What outings do you give?
Every other Sabbath after tea and an evening every other week.
Every other week?
Aye.
And a whole day a month?
Half a day. After you've washed up the dinner things.
Well, if I can start tonight, I'll accept.
Why are you in such a hurry?
I don't want to break into another week's lodgings.
Well, I'll give you a month's trial. You'll need to sleep in the cupboard bed. I've no spare room. And no followers allowed inside the front door.
Mrs. Murdoch, you can make your mind quite easy on that score. I don't allow followers, neither inside nor out. Will that be all?
For the now. Gee, what's the meaning of this?
Meaning of what, ma'am?
The dinner dish is not washed up yet. They should have been done so long ago.
I was too busy.
At what?
My work.
Judging by your sink, your work's still to do.
Mrs. Murdoch, I don't like being behind with my work any more than you do. But I've only got one pair of hands. How do you expect me to do a week's wash and cook a hot dinner as well? And a hot breakfast too. I've been at it since 6.
The trouble with you is, Jeannie, you've no organisation.
There's some things you cannot organise. Are you away out?
Aye.
Before you go, have you time to take the other end of the sheets?
Can you no fold them yourself?
No. They're that big, I get them crooked.
Well, I haven't the time now. You'll need to wait till I get back.
What about Mr. Murdoch's tea?
Ah, I'm glad you reminded me about that. Here's his kipper. And there's his tea. You can wait and take a cup out of his. There's no need to make two lots. What did you do with that scone?
I ate it.
You ate it?
It was stale.
I was going to tell you to toast it for his tea. Did you no have enough dinner?
No.
Why not? I gave you a good helping.
I told you before, Mrs. Murdoch, I cannot digest fat.
You could digest it quite well if you tried. For a girl in your position, you're far too finicky. I'm going now. Mind you've changed your dress before Mr. Murdoch gets in. Goodbye.
Oh, the mean creature. Measuring 2 teaspoons of tea into the pot and telling me to wait to take a cup out of it.
Hello.
Oh, Mr. Smith.
Aren't you going to ask me in?
I can't.
Well, can't you now? We'll see about that.
Oh,
is this where we go?
I told you I can't ask you in.
Why? What are you afraid of?
You'll get me into trouble. It's not my own house.
I know that. It belongs to some people called Murdoch. You're their housekeeper, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm their servant.
Well?
Well, what?
Do you like it as much as you thought?
Will you please go?
Not till you answer my question. Do you like it as much as you thought?
I like it fine.
Do you? Then why are you looking so miserable? You know, if I had a girl, I'd be glad for her to be a servant, provided she found a good home. It's a more natural job for a girl than a shop or an office, but I don't think much of this place. Couldn't you have found something better?
No. I had not a reference. I had to take what I could get.
You don't need a reference. They'd only need to look at you.
Aye, that's what I thought. I was wrong. I answered advertisements till I was sick. When I applied here, I was at my wit's end. And now you've wormed it out of me, will you please go? I want to be by myself.
Why did you run away from Vienna?
You knew quite well without asking.
He thought you were a rich woman and you had to tell him you weren't. Was that it?
And what if it was? Have you come to taunt me?
Why didn't you let anyone know where you were?
Who for instance?
Your neighbour, Mrs. Whitelaw.
Mrs. Whitelaw? Have you been seeing her?
Yes.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that. Have you given me away?
Surely you know me better than that.
I wish you'd go. He'll be in for his tea.
I suppose that was Mrs. Murdoch I passed on the stairs.
Did she see you stop at the door?
Would it matter if she had?
Aye, it would. I'm not allowed followers. I mean, gentlemen.
Thanks for the compliment. But don't be alarmed. She didn't see me. I'm not such a fool as I look.
I'm glad of that.
You can still hold your own, I see.
I don't want anyone to know what a sapsy I've been. Spending all my money so quick and having to come back from a holiday so soon.
You don't mean to tell me that you spent all that money in a week.
Aye?
£2,000? You're a bigger fool than I've thought.
You don't need to rub it in.
How much did you give him?
Who?
The Count. How much did you give him in hard cash?
I didn't give him anything.
Oh, rubbish. Come on, out with it. How much?
Mr. Smith, you're being very impertinent. If I like to pay for our outings, that's no business of yours.
Did you pay for them yourself or hand him over the money to do it for you?
Handed it over, of course.
I thought as much. Did you count the change?
No.
He must have made a darn fine thing out of you. You can't say I didn't warn you.
And who were you to warn me? Whose fault was it I went out with him in the first place?
Well, you can't blame me for your own stupidity.
I do. Anyone would be stupid after having their hopes raised and then getting a disappointment like you.
You mean that I let you down about going round the town that night?
Aye. But you'd a perfect right to please yourself. I'm sorry you referred to it.
I shouldn't have done it, I admit. But that doesn't excuse you for being such a little fool.
Mr. Smith, would you please to mind your own business? Go away from here. If you come again, I'll slam the door in your face.
I've taken a great deal of trouble to find you, you know.
Well, that's your own lookout. If you won't go, I'll just need to ignore you and get on with my work. I've got these sheets to do.
Here, you can't manage those by yourself.
I can manage quite well, thank you.
No, you can't. I'll take the other air. There. When I was a kid, I used to give my mother a hand with the folding. You see? I'm doing it right. She gave me a hot, dripping toast for being a good boy. Have I been a good lad? Oh, no, please, don't cry.
I don't know what on earth I'm crying for.
I do. You're crying because things haven't turned out as you expected. This place has got you down. Come on out of it.
Where'll I go?
Come with me.
Mr. Smith, what are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that you marry me.
Marry you?
Yes.
What for?
Fun.
Is this a joke?
No.
You mean you'd marry me when I was down and out like this?
What difference does that make?
It makes a lot of difference to me. Oh, thank you very much. I'm very grateful to
you. Don't put it like that, please.
I am. You've given me back my self-respect. That's a big thing.
Had you lost it?
Of course. You're bound to lose your self-respect when you think someone's wanted you for yourself and then find out it's for your money, especially when your money's all gone.
That's a bit of a pill, isn't it? Well, what's your answer?
No.
Why?
If you think I'm the sort to take advantage of your kindness, you don't know me.
Kindness?
What else is it? Why else would you ask me?
I told you, for fun. You make me laugh.
That's easy. Men like you laugh at anything. How's your blonde?
I don't know.
I thought you were in love with her.
I thought you were in love with the Count. What answer have you got to that?
Just that I was in love with him.
Well, come to that, I was in love with the blonde. It took me exactly a week to get over it. Just as it took you exactly a week to get over your Count.
It didn't. I'm not over him. I'm in love with him still. That's why I don't care how hard I work. He tires you out. You can't think so hard when you're tired out. You must go now. I've got to get this kitchen cleaned up before he gets in.
When's that?
6:30.
Well, then you've just got time to give me a cup of tea before I go. And the kettle's boiling on the hob. Here's the teapot. She's been a bit mean with the tea, hasn't she? Where's the caddy?
She keeps it locked.
Does she lock everything?
Aye, I told you I had no reference.
Good heavens.
Oh, no, stop that. I'll lose my plate.
Well, leave it to draw for a minute. I see the cups are ready. I'll put the tray on this table. Milk and sugar. Oh, she's been a bit mean with the milk as well. Now, my dear, pour out the tea. Well, don't look as if the end of the world's come.
Here you are.
Thank you. Not bad. Do you remember the first meal we had together?
Oh, I'll never forget it.
Neither will I.
It was the first time I ate a dinner I hadn't helped to cook.
I hoped you were going to say, because of the pleasant company.
As I remarked before, hope's all that's left to us sometimes.
You didn't remark it to me. Did you really mean what you said about still being in love with the Count?
No, not really. It was only the way he kissed my hand. It seemed like romance. But what's the use of romance if there's no truth in it? I'm a stickler for the truth. That's why I finished with you. Both of you deceived me. I'll never trust a man again as long as I live. I hate lies.
Considering you're such a good little liar yourself.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
A liar? What do you mean?
How old are you?
Oh. Oh, a woman is allowed to take a slice of her age. It's understood.
And it's understood a man's allowed to say he's met a business friend, or words to that effect. What made you so angry was not so much the lie as the fact that I wanted to go out with the blonde instead of you. Well, I'm sorry. It was very silly of me. Showed my bad taste. And I can promise it will never happen again.
How did you know I told a lie about my age?
I saw it on your passport.
Why should you cheat to be looking at my passport?
Well, how could I help it when you showed me your photograph?
Oh, that awful thing.
Jeannie.
Who gave you leave to call me by my Christian name?
Mine's Stanley.
I know that. Mr. Smith.
Miss McLean, if you'll let me call you by your Christian name, I'll throw in a washing machine.
Oh, that's bribery and corruption.
I may not be able to kiss your hand as well as the Count, but I can try.
You're doing fine.
Will you marry me, Jeannie?
If you really mean what you said about the washing machine.
I do.
Then I have no alternative. Stanley.
That was Jeannie by Amy Stewart. In the cast, you heard Caroline Smart as Jeannie, Roger Service as Stanley Smith, Stuart Parker as the Count, Suzanne Atwell as the Blonde, Reg Richards as Mr. McLean, Bonnie van Royen as Mrs. Whitelaw, and Maureen Adair as Mrs. Murdoch. Others in the cast were Bella Mariani as Maggie and Ingrid Morrison as Bessie. The play was produced and directed by Henry Diffenthorpe.